The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So welcome, everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a non-QM lender that specializes in non-QM loans. And what we do every morning on the show is go through our live mortgage rates for some different programs, and then we do a deep dive into a different topic. Today's topic is very special, the CDFI primary, no ratio, no income verification loans. So something very special that our sales manager, Jose, with 28 years of experience, will go over here shortly. But before we do that, we'll do what we do every day, which is go through the live rates. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool and see what the rates are looking like this morning.
All right, thank you. Let me switch my screen and we will check it out. So as Kyle mentioned, this is our pricing tool. This will show us the general rates for today. It is March 25th, just after 11 a.m. Eastern. So all of our standard programs are live here. So we'll see what the markets are doing today. If you'd like a full breakdown of all of the itemized fees that go into the APR, a full loan estimate, please get with our team members. We have over 300 licensed loan officers here. Now for all of our demos, we will set up the same loan amount, the same loan scenario to compare across the programs. So we'll set a $400,000 loan amount. We'll set the LTV to 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional, and then we'll compare that to FHA, which is usually the second option. Then we'll go into our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 additional options here using alternative income. We also have VA and USDA. Check out some of our past episodes on that. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, just let us know. USDA is only for eligible properties. If you're looking in those special rural areas, just let us know. We'll start with a conforming conventional. We'll do purchase, 30-year fixed, standard loan, primary occupancy, single-family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. For all the demos, we'll use an estimated credit score of 760 and an estimated debt-to-income ratio here of 40. So let's check the rates this morning. Disclaimer out of here. All right. I think that's a touch lower than last week, which is great. Hopefully we see it go down a little bit more. 6.375 rate, 2.5 discount points of cost, puts the final APR at 6.672. So good option here for our customers looking for conventional. And if for any reason our customers do not qualify for a standard conventional, usually the next option we want there is an FHA option. So we'll set up the same exact scenario. And this time we will select an FHA option. So everything will stay exactly the same as all our demos. All we've changed here is to FHA, which will allow more credit leniency on credit items like bankruptcies, foreclosures, and more leniency on the debt to income ratio as well. But we'll keep everything identical so we can compare the programs here. And FHA touched cheaper today, quite a bit here. This one at the top, actually great deal. 5.5 rate, 2.5 discount points in costs, puts the final APR at 6.441. So great option here. It's a little bit cheaper than conventional today. And this option is quite a bit cheaper than the other options. So obviously updated pricing for this morning, which is awesome. And this APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance that is required for FHA. So for our customers that qualify for both programs, it's a touch cheaper today. So definitely check out both. And our customers that need to use FHA, this is a great option as it's actually cheaper than conventional in some instances and very comparable. So great option for our borrowers that need to use it. Now, we love to specialize as if our borrower unfortunately does not qualify for FHA or conventional. Many other banks or lenders will have to deny that customer, but that's where we love to present our 5,000 alternative options here under expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So we'll keep everything identical. However, when we select the non-QM, there is a new option here where we can change the income type. So full doc is what we use for FHA and conventional. So if our customer doesn't qualify using full doc, we're going to go with one of these alternatives. We have asset-related programs, business bank statement programs. The investor programs are just for investment properties. We'll show those here in a minute. Personal bank statement 12-month is the most popular. That's what we use every day for the demo. We also have RSU, stated income, BOE, 1099, P&L, all kinds of options here. Most popular, though, is our 12-month personal bank statement, and that's for our self-employed borrowers. Many times our self-employed borrowers, they'll submit 2 years of tax returns and may have some write-offs and may not quite get enough income or may not qualify at all. Either way, we can change the qualification and get them qualified. No tax returns at all, just their last 12 bank statements. And then we'll determine a new debt-to-income ratio here of 40% in our example using just their cash in the bank. So many times they qualify for much more income this way and can get that home they really want. And here are the bank statement options this morning. Best option here at the top, 6.875 rate, 2.425 discount points and costs. That's the final APR at 7.282. So as usual, within about a half a point of conventional there. So a great option for our customers that need to use it. And if we scroll down here, we have hundreds of variations of bank statement non-QM programs. So please get with our team to find the best ones. Some of these may allow different credit events, bankruptcies, foreclosures. Some of them may allow different ways to calculate the income. Hundreds of variations here under each program. So please get with our team to find the best. And for our final example, we always want to do some live pricing for investment properties. So we'll set up the same scenario, $400,000 loan amount. Set the LTV to 80% loan. And we'll find the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional and compare that to our non-QM expanded guideline options. Remember, government programs, FHA, VA, and USDA do not work for investments. So we'll set this to conforming first. The only thing we've changed here is the occupancy to investment. Everything else is identical to all their other demos here. So let's check out the conventional investment options. Woo, they're tied now. Okay, so we've been watching this for the last couple weeks. Our portfolio option is not a true conventional. That does not have the loan level price adjustments that Fannie and Freddie require. So it's technically a non-QM option, but often it is cheaper. Today it is tied. So expect it to slowly go down the list here. But for today it is tied. So we have our portfolio option here with no loan level price adjustments, as well as our Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac options, all the same price, 6.875 rate, 3.375 discount points and costs, final APR of 7.277 for both options. So great options here for our borrowers that want to go full doc and use the conventional guidelines. And you see here that conventional is the same price as the portfolio option, but I definitely recommend all the borrowers check out our non-QM options. So for the final demo, we'll do investment property again, 80% LTV again, and this time we'll select our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. So when we select that, the first thing we need to pick as usual is our income type. Most popular income type for investments is going to be our DSCR program because it doesn't require any income or employment or documentation from our borrowers. Simply going to use the estimated rental income from the appraisal to determine a DSCR value. Stands for debt service coverage ratio. If the rents can cover the expenses, aka the property is going to cash flow, that's a ratio of one or higher. And we have options for ratios under one, but for the demo, we always put 1.5 so we can see all the programs pop up. And finally, prepayment penalty must be selected for a non-QM investment. 3 years is standard. That's what we'll use here for the demo. There are options for no prepay, which does cost quite a bit more and limits the loan programs. And there are some programs that allow 5 years to save some money, but not all of them do allow it. Since 3 years is most common, that's what we always use for the demo here. So let's check our DSCR options today. Amazing here, still under 7% rate, so 6.875 rate for 3.025 discount points and costs. Puts the final APR at 7.346, so just a touch higher than conventional here. I'd still say 100% of investors would take a DSCR loan, even though the cost is slightly higher here for the flexibility and ease. And if they do want to do the full doc option, we have some great options, but I would say almost all of investors will take this. If we scroll down, we have hundreds of variations, some of these at higher rates and costs, may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other credit issues. Some may allow different ways to calculate income. Short-term rental income is a very popular request. So please get with our team members to find the best ones. Let me switch my screen and we'll get back to today's topic. which we'll switch back into primary home mode. So we just did the investor pricing. Now we're going to go back into primary mode. And this CDFI program, very special program, very unique program, basically allows us to do what would otherwise be illegal for our borrowers that have very specific needs. So Jose, let's first talk about the legalities of this, how we're getting around the traditional laws here with these special programs and what CDFI stands for as well. And then let's check out the quotes if you don't mind.
All right. So our CDFI program is a community-based program. And actually, like Nick was mentioning, it does allow us to basically break the law because we're looking at Dodd-Frank Act. Right. The Dodd-Frank Act says that every qualified mortgage needs to have a full doc type income verification unless you are participating in the CDFI program. Now, CDFI stands for Community Development Financial Institution, Community Development Financial Institution. Right. That is U.S. Treasury based designation. This is a government sanctioned program that the purpose of this program is to assist low and moderate income borrowers to be able to qualify for loans. Hence, this program was created. However, you know, this is basically a no income verification loan for primary and second homes. However, it is a large down payment loan, 20% down, maximum 80% loan to value for a primary or second home purchase. Minimum credit score is 660 to be able to participate at all in the program. And the minimum credit score to be able to get the maximum LTV 740. So let's go ahead and share the quotes that I have for you today. Now, this program does allow the down payment can be 100% gift, as can be the reserves. Now, this program does require 24 months reserves of PITI. Make it a little bit bigger here. So, but it is a true no income loan for primary and second homes. I mean, I was able to use this program for a U.S. citizen living in Colombia now that wanted to buy a second home in the U.S., was able to buy this second home for his daughters to live in while they were studying in the university in the U.S. So pretty good option here because this person had not filed taxes in a few years. So our first option here is our top tier 740 plus credit. At 740 or above, there are no benefits at a 760 or a 780. You're not going to get a higher, lower rate. 740 plus is the top tier. 20% down is the minimum down payment. And you're looking at an 80% LTV for this program, 9.375%. At a cost of 1.75 points in loan discount. One other thing I wanted to note about this program, that it is a borrower paid comp type program. So 9.375, 1.75. Now with a 720 to a 739, great news, we can still go to 80% LTV. However, there is going to be a little bit of an adjustment there to the rate. The rate is now 9.625% rate with the same 1.75 cost at 80% loan to value. So now with a 700 to a 719 credit score, the LTV drops to 75%. You are at 25% down payment. The rate does drop to 9.375, and the cost, the loan discount does drop to 1.25 points. 1.25 points at 9.375 for the 7 to 719 credit score option. So great news, still 25% down with a 680 to a 699 credit score. So again, remember, below 720 score, maximum 75% LTV. So now our rate does increase a little bit. We still have our 75% LTV, but now we are at 10.125% in rate with a cost of 1.25 loan discount cost. And our lowest credit score option, 660, is the minimum credit score for this program, like I mentioned. So with a 660 to a 679 credit score, it is max 65% LTV. So your borrower does have to come in with 35% down payment. And again, remember, minimum 24 months of reserves. And our rate is 9.75% at a cost of 1.25 points for our 65% LTV option with a 660 credit score. Now, second home purchases, I will state, they do track the same rates as the primary for this program. So maximum 80% LTV, again, for 740 plus credit score. And we're looking at 9.375 at a cost of 1.75 points for our primary second home purchase. Only have one option for you for this one. And then our primary one unit cash out refi, 65% LTV is the maximum LTV possible. 720 credit is the minimum credit score for a 65% LTV option. So here I'm quoting this at a 740 plus credit score, and we're looking at 9% rate with a cost of 1.25 points for our 65% LTV primary one unit cash outs. And then our cash out option with our minimum credit score of 660 to 679, whereas the maximum LTV was 65% with the top credit score of 720 plus, our max LTV is 60%, so only a 5% LTV drop when we drop in the credit score. Here, this option is at our minimum credit score of 660, and we have 9.875% rate at a cost of 1.25 points at a 60% LTV with a 660 credit score for our primary one-unit cash out. And now for our last two options, second home cash out refinances. And again, great news, no LTV adjustment for second home with this program. So again, maximum 65% LTV with a 740 plus credit score for our second home one unit cash out refi at a rate of 9%. At a cost of 1.25. So that's the same rate and cost as for the primary on this second home option. And then our last option, cash out refi. Again, second home, one unit, 660 credit score. So here, 660 to 679, which is our lowest credit tier that's possible to even do this loan, 60% LTV. And again, we're looking at 9.875% rate, 1.25 points for our 60% LTV max cash out refi on our second home with a 660 credit. So great program here for primaries and second home. This program is to spur home ownership. Investment properties are never applicable here, right? So keep in mind also when you are quoting this program, when you do go to the portal to quote it, if the borrower is a minority, then you would click CDFI eligible, right? So that's mainly what this program's purpose, even though it's all borrowers are eligible for this program. But when you click CDFI eligible, it does give the borrower a little bit lower cost on the rate.
All right. I don't see any questions, but I do think one of the things to keep in mind is that I know people hear the no income verification. This is going to help some of my borrowers that may not, that may have been having trouble getting into a home. But keep in mind, this is a large down payment and even larger reserves, right, Jose? So this is not for people that do not have, you know, money, right? It's not going to solve your problem of your people needing down payment assistance that can't approve their income, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great program, but it's really, yeah, it's not tailored towards people that really don't have income. It's just a no income verification program. So we're able to use this in a number of different ways. For example, relocating executives, they know they're going to get a new job in the new market. They have the down payment. They have the great credit. They just don't want to accept that job right away, the first one offered to them, you know, so they have options. They want to leave their options open towards their job. So, but they want to relocate and be in place before they accept the job. This is a great program for that type of borrower. Crypto borrowers, Nick did a few of these in the past with crypto borrowers, right? So definitely they got to have assets. That's the main thing for this program. It's just for if they can't verify income for whatever reason, this is the program for them. But like you mentioned, it's 20% down payment and 24 months of PITI in reserves.
All right. Surprisingly, I still don't see any questions, but great program there. And not, and something that not a lot of people know about. So for loan officers out there, you know, spreading the word about it is half the battle. It's definitely a super underutilized tool.
Let me give you another scenario where we were able to successfully employ this program. We had an executive who had some kind of a stock option compensation program, so which wasn't coming into play yet. You know, their money was going to come to them in 6 months to a year. So there was no way to really verify the income that they had to qualify for a house. They had a current property that was a large property, and they were going to buy a larger property than that for like $1.5 million. The wife had like a 780 credit score. So, you know, kept the existing property because this program does allow you to buy a second home, right? So kept the existing property, bought the additional property with the wife's credit, 20% down, closed on it, no problems. So then they could decide what they were going to do with their current property, right? They didn't want to have to hastily sell it or put it under a lease quickly just because they had to qualify for this loan. So they were able to qualify for the loan, close on the property, and then decide, what, you know, without haste, what they were going to do with their current primary, where if they were going to sell it, if they were going to rent it, and then wait for the husband's money to come in and then do whatever they were going to do to refinance out of that loan.
All right. Sweet. All right, let's go ahead and wrap it up then. Remember, we do this show at 11 a.m. Eastern every weekday where we go through the live rates and then do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Great topic here today. Great presentation, Jose. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And we will see you tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.